Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Another great 3 hours coming your way. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. We got a great guest coming up in about 29 minutes. Super Bowl champion, 5-time Pro Bowler, and I think a man that speaks his mind, Aqib Talib. So he will be a fun guest. First time on the Odd Couple, so he's at the bottom of the hour. You definitely want to keep it locked for that. He's got a new podcast coming out, too, that we will mention also. So that's going to be a lot of fun, but a lot of basketball, football. Hey, tomorrow night, Rob Parker, the NFL gets underway. I can't wait. Seems like it's just snuck up on us because, you know, no preseason games and all that. But I'm looking forward to it, man. So we're going to talk about all of that. We do have our season previews, our NFL season previews. We'll pick MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, things like that. Our division winners, our playoff teams, and our Super Bowl matchup and champion. That's in the second hour of the show. You don't want to miss that. You obviously have an opportunity to hold that against us for the rest of the season, and we will certainly hold these picks against each other. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man? How are you?
Good. What's happening? Good afternoon. I am great.
Yeah, well, to you, yeah. It's evening here on the East Coast.
That's right. Good evening. Good afternoon, good evening, and all in between.
Yeah, you sound like you're about to go into your little from the Berkshires to the Sound spiel.
Nah, we don't have time for that. Let's get to the show.
All right, let me introduce the iCouple crew. You don't like introducing the iCouple crew anymore.
You're nah, like I gave that up. We don't have time for all that.
You're rushing just like, brother.
Just go straight.
I got to introduce him. We got USC Chris on the ones and the twos in for DJ Alex Heiship. Or Worship Wednesday. Let's see what USC Chris has in store for us in that regard. We got super producer Rob G running things. And Brian Finley, hey, in on the updates. With that said, Rob, let's get to it. And let's start with the NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks, they're done. I'm not even going to rank on you. I mean, that's your, you know, I know that was your pick, but hey, it is what it is. It happens. That was your pick in the East, I should say. But they go down 4-1 to the Miami Heat. Some people saw it coming, Rob. Some people saw it coming. I mean, the Heat had beaten them 2 out of 3 in the regular season and just presented some matchup problems for them. We've seen it before, or LeBron James, when they won 66 games and lost to Orlando in the Eastern Conference Finals, and they just had matchup problems with Dwight Howard and some shooters, Hedo Turkoglu, Rashard Lewis, that the Cavs couldn't deal with. So it does happen. It's not that unusual. But now the question is this, and this is what everybody around the NBA is asking, Rob. Should Giannis Antetokounmpo request or demand a trade to another team? He's got 1 year left on his deal. So everybody talking about, oh, he's out of there for good. It's up to him. He's got 1 year left, okay? He doesn't have to be moved at all. So Milwaukee doesn't have to do anything as far as trading or anything like that. They can offer him a long-term contract extension this summer or this offseason, and the guess is that he'll reject it. And then, of course, now they're on the clock. Will he stay? They got to play the guessing game like Miami and Cleveland had to do with LeBron James, like Oklahoma City had to do with Kevin Durant. But Giannis, in an interview with Chris Haynes, our friend of the show and our colleague here at Fox Sports 1, Giannis told Chris Haynes that he is not going to ask for a trade. His direct quote was, it's not happening. And I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but essentially he says something to the effect of, when some people see a wall, they go the other way. When I see a wall, I run through it. Isn't that, Rob G, that captures what he was saying? And so there it is, Rob. He's not going to ask for a trade. He sounds like he's still all in on Milwaukee. We got to improve. We got to get better. We got to learn from this. And that's where he's at. So what are your thoughts?
It's interesting that people want him to run the other way when he was part of the problem or needs to get better on his own. I mean, it's so easy to just point to everybody else.
Right.
But he didn't play well, right? I mean, let's just be honest. When they needed him to play well. I'm not saying that he has the perfect
team. The one game
team.
They won, he barely played.
Right. So yep. That's what I'm saying. So I love that about him, that he's just not like, you know, I've always criticized LeBron and the LeBron minions, because when they win all the games and win the championship, LeBron's the greatest. And when they don't, they always say, well, who does he have? He doesn't have anybody. You know, like that's always like a call. And I'm not saying that Milwaukee has the greatest roster, and we know they don't have another star, star, one player. Chris Middleton is a fine player, the second round pick.
He's probably a third guy.
Right, yeah, but who picked himself and built a career, made a lot of money.
Nice
and I
player,
give him credit.
Yeah.
He is. But he's not a 1A or 1B or any kind of player like that. So, yes, they need to improve, but he needs to improve. So it's refreshing to hear a star who could win his second MVP. Most people believe he will.
Will, yep.
Back-to-back and be 25 years old. And if somebody could get to him, and also along with what he said, just show him about how long it took other stars of his ilk
right.
to win. And LeBron, it took, what, 9 years? He was, how many years did it
took
take?
Took Jordan seven.
Seven
LeBron
for Jordan.
Was in Cleveland, was it 7 years? Rob G, look this up, 7 years. No.
And then he lost in Milwaukee.
In Miami, the first year.
That's what I'm saying. It took nine years for him. He was in Cleveland for 11 years, won one championship. And I'm not trying to make it as an excuse on why he should stay. But just that, go look at other people. It just, this is not unusual that you might hit a bump in the road. You know what I mean? You have to figure it out.
Most have. Isaiah Thomas. Now, granted, Isaiah... As great as Isaiah was, and historically, certainly at this point, ahead of Giannis Antetokounmpo, but, you know, he didn't have the pressure on him like Giannis has to
win
it.
It's a little different now, right?
Yeah, but still, you know, I mean, Isaiah wasn't really expected to win it. But still, my point is he fought through major disappointments, and they ultimately won two
Remember,
two championships.
He threw that bad pass that Bird stole and got
Game
to,
five.
Yeah,
in 87,
I'll never forget it. I was watching that game and couldn't believe it. I mean, like, everything was wrong.
This was the second-best point guard in the league to Magic Johnson, and he threw that pass away. You're right.
He was throwing it to Lambeer, and Dennis Johnson got the layup after the Bird steal, and I can just remember the announcer just yelling, Bird stole the ball, Bird. You know, not that
Changed
Dennis Johnson made
series.
The basket.
Right,
but,
right, right.
You know,
right,
but it was just Bird stole the ball. It was unbelievable. Right. It was really...
Here's where I'm at. First of all, you hit it on the head as far as Giannis has to improve. Giannis, the two things I would work on if I were Giannis this offseason. One, just continue, consistently work on that mid-range jump shot. I get it. Everybody wants to shoot the three now. He has improved on the three. But if you can't hit it consistently from 15 feet, you're probably not going to hit it consistently from 25 feet. All right. So work on that first. And you can still work on the three as well. But work, I mean, all summer, mid-range jumpers, off the dribble, things like that.
And get
secondly,
you a signature
Rob,
move, you know?
Right.
Get you a signature move
that you can
score.
And he's got his little, you know, his sidestep when he drives. But how about going into the post? And people look at him like, well, look, he's thin. He's not. Well, first of all,
he's
Kareem
strong.
Was thin. Yeah, a lot of post players have been thin. I know it's a different day, but there's no Shaq defenders in this league.
Nobody
he
there,
be, right?
Right.
He doesn't have to be huge to be able to post up. Like you said, he is strong. So be able to plant yourself on that block and demand the pass and get you a jump hook. Or some go-to
something
move.
That they have to respect, right?
And those two things will work wonders. But then I'm gonna say this, Rob, and I'm with you. I respect his attitude. I'm just gonna say it. I'm not gonna kill him if he, you know, in a year if he leaves Milwaukee or if he stays. I didn't kill LeBron or KD because I knew if they won, they would be praised. And I was like, I'm not gonna sit here and kill him now. But then, like KD, when he wins, I'm gonna praise him. So. But here's the deal. Right now, Giannis is still, he's 25 years old. He still probably feels like, man, I'm going to win. You know, he's only been in the league a few years. I'm going to win no matter who's with me. And I go back to LeBron James. I did a sit-down interview with LeBron one-on-one back in 2006. And he hadn't won a championship, obviously. He hadn't even been to the finals. And he was like, I'm not going to be a ring chaser. And I'm not saying he's a ring chaser now, but at that time he was like, I'm not going to chase
rings. He turned into a ring chaser.
I'm not going to be a ring chaser. I don't think a ring chaser, like, just let me go here, get a ring, let me go there. But he was going somewhere to get a ring, but I don't think it was cheap like the term ring chaser kind of implies. But he had an attitude that you could just see when I talked to him. Like, he's like, I don't care if you own my team, Chris Broussard. He didn't say this, but, you know, whoever I got, I'm going to win. I'm good enough to win. I'm not going to have to go chase rings. And in 2006, Rob, that summer, remember, Ray Allen, Larry Hughes, and Michael Redd were all free agents. LeBron didn't recruit one of them. All he did was make a generic video for the team that, you know, they could show to all their recruits. Didn't call Michael Redd. Michael Redd's from Ohio. Didn't call Michael Redd, yo, we could win championships, and nothing like that. Wasn't that he didn't think Michael Redd was a great player. He just was like, I don't need to recruit anybody. What we got is fine. I'm going to win championships. But in a few years of butting your head against the ceiling and coming up short, great regular seasons, MVPs, and you can't get over the hump, then he changes tune, obviously went to Miami to win, and has become the chief recruiter in free agency. And so right now, yes, Giannis is saying, I'm going to run through the wall. Let's see what happens if they don't win it next year. Will, and I'm not going to be mad at him if he changes tune. The pressure is going to be amped up, just like it was on LeBron, just like it was on Kevin Durant. They're of that ilk. Giannis is of that ilk, Rob, where you got to win, right?
Damian Lillard, but he's only 25 years old.
He's been in the league about 7 years now.
He's got some time.
He can wait, but I'm saying the pressure's amped up. They fall short again next year, more and more pressure. Then all that praise starts to become a little bit, some criticism in there. It's already starting to happen.
Yeah,
so
he's a different player, right? He's a different person a little bit. I'm not so sure that he's going to follow suit. I don't look at him that way. I don't know him, Chris. You might know him better than me. I don't really know him very well. He doesn't come across to me like he has to run somewhere. I think him saying that I run through walls and other guys run away, I think
that's how he really feels right now.
I'm just saying right now.
What did KD say when LeBron – didn't he say something about LeBron going to Miami? KD tweeted something like, this is what it's about. We run into something crazy like that. And obviously, a few years later, he did the same thing. All I'm saying, you might be right, Rob. I'm just saying that pressure bursts pipes and dudes start getting pressured to win that ring. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Rob and I both agree, though, Giannis should not demand a trade. I like that he's going to go out next year, play your butt off, try to win a championship in Milwaukee. Maybe they get Chris Paul. That's the talk that they'll try to get him. I think that'd be a great move. But we agree that he should not force his way out of Miami this summer, a la Anthony Davis. What say you? Should Giannis force a trade out of Milwaukee now? We'll continue the conversation with you next. 877-99 on Fox. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday. We're brought to you by Geico. Check this out. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? Talk about blessed. Man, you can save more than 15% on top of what you already saved with Geico. 15%, not more than that. But that's enough. 15%, my goodness. So what are you waiting for? Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. That's the deadline. October 7th, 10-7-20. Visit Geico.com to learn more. All right, let's get to the phone lines, Rob. Should Giannis ask for a trade, demand a trade out of Milwaukee this offseason? 877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's start with Keith in Peoria, Illinois. Keith, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, before I answer this question, Chris, I need to ask you something, man. Can you please, next time you're on Undisputed, tell Skip Bayless to stop hating on LeBron, man. He's the biggest hater I thought Rob was until I listened to that Skip. He's the biggest hater in America, man.
Now,
I never heard that.
How long has he been doing that?
He's been doing it for about 20, at least
LeBron's entire
years.
Career. So yes, you think he's going to stop because I say, stop hating
on LeBron. I get you right. Oh, I wish I could eat him up and burn him up sometime. Getting to your question. I've been hearing these rumors all day about maybe Chris Paul going to Milwaukee because Oklahoma City is trying to break their things up and go for the future. I look at it like this. If he could get another star there with him, do his thing. Other than that, it's time to go. He ain't
really?
Going nothing. But.
This quickly? I mean, why not give it next year? Why not try to go for it? Go for it next year.
If he can get Chris Paul,
it'll still be 26.
Cool.
But even if he can't.
Like I said, if he can get Chris Paul, it's good. Without Chris Paul, he ain't got nothing coming.
Chris Paul hasn't won anything.
Chris would be a great upgrade.
I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that Chris hasn't won anything. That's why he'll be on his 10th.
He gets a better chance, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it ain't no magical elixir. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, Patrick in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Yes. Yep. You're on.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Doing great, good. Man. What's up, you? Patrick?
Not much. I'm all right. I'll try to be brief. Rob, I think you hate on LeBron a bit much, especially for him leaving Cleveland the first time.
He could have won in Cleveland if he stayed there. I think LeBron would be, if he played his whole career there, maybe won two championships and not bounced around, I don't think it would have affected him because of the numbers and everything else that he's done. I didn't think he had to leave.
No, I understand. I understand that. It's just that when you have an organization that's not putting the pieces in place around you, like Jordan had and like the other great teams had, it does get a bit hard to be there for 7 years and see what they're doing for you. But I think Giannis is in a very different situation, especially with everything that's going on this year. I think he should stay. I think they're, you know, a player away. I think they have a good coach, and I think they have a good organization that's supporting them. So with that being said, I think he should stay. But I don't think everybody else is in that same situation.
I think the Bucks are a fine organization. We've had the GM, John Horst, on the show plenty of times. I gotta be honest. I don't think they're any better than Cleveland was when LeBron was first there. They had Danny Ferry, who was a good GM. You had Lance Blanks, and, you know, you had Chris Grant. Nice little front office. They had, you know, everything there was top-notch game. The game presentation was fantastic.
They got LeBron, money. Asked for some people. Right. They got them. Right. They went out and got them. Don't act like they didn't do anything.
Right.
No, I'm talking about the first go-round.
They won 66 games. Mike Brown was a coach of the year.
Go look at their record. They weren't a bad
66
team.
66 games. Wait a minute.
Y'all always say that the regular season is different than the playoffs. He won 66 games, probably won over 60 games for
61
at least 3 years while he was there.
Twice. He did it twice. He was in the same situation Giannis is in. Seriously.
He was in the same situation.
Very same situation. Didn't have a legit second star. Small market. Pressure on him to win championship. Two-time MVP. Giannis is a two-time, going to be a two-time
gonna
MVP.
Going to be, right.
Very similar.
Who was his Chris Middleton then?
Mo Williams? Antoine Jameson? Larry Hughes?
Yep, Ilgauskas,
right? Mo Williams
right.
made an all-star team. Two of them, I believe. Ilgauskas made one or two all-star teams.
Chris, Mo Williams had his greatest season with LeBron.
Absolutely.
Go look at his numbers that year.
Absolutely.
He had a great season with LeBron. No ifs, ands, or buts.
I think, Rob, it's the same situation.
I do, too.
It's the same situation.
Let's go to Joseph in Virginia. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joseph?
Mo Williams, fellas, come on. What
I'm not saying, hold on. I'm not saying he was as good as Chris
Joseph.
Middleton, but he was LeBron's second guy, and he made the All-Star team. That's all we say.
Absolutely.
Numbers don't go up when you play with LeBron. Whose numbers don't go up? Mario Chalmers' numbers went up. Everybody's numbers going to go up with LeBron.
Chris Bosh's numbers
What's
didn't go up.
Is,
Kevin Love's numbers didn't go up. So you just started off
Kevin
with
Love,
a lie.
Kevin Love was a rebounder. Who's a three-point shooter that was a solidified.
Kevin Love was putting up pre-merger numbers in Minnesota. All right?
In Minnesota, Chris.
I'm just saying, you made a statement. Nobody, what'd he say, Rob? Everybody's numbers go up with LeBron.
Right.
I just named two stars whose numbers plummeted and with LeBron.
Exactly.
Come on.
Did numbers go up?
Who?
This is what I'm saying.
Wade's didn't go up either.
The first season?
Wade was averaging 27 points a game.
Right, his numbers didn't go up.
Win a championship. Come on, man. Y'all better come correct. Y'all, what, Rob, do they think this is a different show?
Yeah, they think they can just call up and say anything. You know there'll be pushback.
We will hold you accountable. Yes, indeed. My goodness. All right, Bill Belichick wanted Aqib Talib back in New England, and he turned him down. But would Aqib have said yes if Tom Brady was still a Patriot? Interesting. We'll find out next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Honored to have our next guest on. He's a Super Bowl champion, a five-time Pro Bowler. You can check him out now. You just watched him last year play football. You can check him out now. He's joined us, Rob. He's moved to the dark side, the media.
Don't do it.
He's got a new podcast called Call to the Booth alongside Rob, friend of the show, Harrison Sanford. So it should be a really good show. Call to the Booth. Check it out. We welcome in Aqib Talib. Aqib, what's up, brother? Welcome to the Odd Couple.
Fellas, what's going on?
It's great to have you on, man. I saw you on the herd a few times last season, I believe, and you did a great job. So I think you'll be great in this job, man. But welcome to
the media.
Yeah, I was going to say what in making the leap and doing some stuff. What do you think is going to be the hardest part of doing it? I think a lot of players don't realize until they get into it. It ain't as easy as it looks.
That's good. Hey, that's good to know. I don't know. I say the hardest part, just having to be honest about some of the homies. You know, I think that's going to probably be the hardest part.
That's real. Because Rob and I, when we talk to athletes that move into this, that's what we tell them. You got to say something.
Just say, be honest. And if you don't say anything, you know what? After a while, people won't listen to you, even if you played.
Right.
I mean, it's not about ripping people. This is just being honest. You've played the game. You've been out there. You have some insight. So that's all advice from the Odd Couple.
I appreciate that, man. I'll figure it out.
You announced today your retirement, and then you also said Bill Belichick had tried to get you to come back. Would you have come back if Tom Brady were still there as the quarterback?
Tommy, that's my dog, but I don't know if he would have changed my decision, man. It ain't had nothing to do with the team. The team, I was good to go with Cam. You know what I'm saying? I think Cam going to be pretty good this year. I think him and Josh McDaniels, they going to get it together and, you know, really lean on Cam in that red zone. He going to do his thing. But I don't think so, man. I think it was more just a me thing. You know what I'm saying? Me, my family, my situation. You know what I'm saying? So it wouldn't have made no difference if Tommy was the quarterback over there.
Okay. Speaking of Tom Brady, Tom Brady's so old, I think the Bucks are moving their training facility to the cemetery. Is he going to be all right at 43 years old?
Aqib, I think people stay away from the corny
jokes.
No,
I think he's going to be just fine. I think he's going to be just fine, man. He only know one way to prepare. He only know one way to play. And then now he's surrounded by weapons, so he don't have to be superhero Tommy. We won the chip without superhero Peyton before. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to be superhero. He don't have to shoulder the whole load. He just got to run the show. He got weapons everywhere. I think Tommy going to be more than fine.
So but he's trying to do this at 43 years old, which we've never seen. I mean, I get what you're saying, and I think people have a Father Time is undefeated. And Tom Brady's not the same guy. Let's just be honest.
I mean, if barring injury, if he's in the game, I think he's going to be Tom Brady. And, I mean, he's not the same guy. I don't – where is he? Show me. He's been in the Super Bowl. He's still making every throw.
I saw the last Super Bowl, he had no touchdowns, a fumble, an interception, his last
playing,
pass.
He was playing the Aqib Talib defense. We don't really give up points like that. We don't really give up points like that. But, I mean, you know, the year before that, he just dropped 50 on Philly or something. You know what I'm saying? So, he's Tom Brady to me. He's still making every throw. He's getting wiser. Every year he gets older, he gets smarter. You know what I'm saying? So I think he's going to be just fine, man. He added a dog running back. You better not be single high against the Bucks. You better be too high doubling Gronk and with Evans. And you better just hope that Godwin don't kill you. So you better play too high. And with playing too high, I like Fournette to just go off this season. So I think Tom will have a lot of help from that run game, man. I think he's going to be just fine.
So, Aqib, do you have your Super Bowl predictions? Like, what team you think will win each conference?
It's hard to say right now. But you know, if you just go from the jump, I'm going with the Chiefs again. I like them to not have a Super Bowl hangover because they wasn't able to party like rock stars after they won the Super Bowl with the COVID and everything. You know what I'm saying? So I like them to have a very under control all season. And if they come out looking anything like they looked last year, can't nobody stop them.
What about the Ravens? You don't like Lamar Jackson and that team in Baltimore?
I love the Ravens. What they were able to do?
Because the Ravens are my pick. I think they have the best team.
I mean, you can't go wrong with the Ravens. You can't go wrong. Somebody say the Chiefs, you really can't argue with them. If somebody say the Ravens, you really can't argue with them. Man, it's maybe them two teams in the AFC and the NFC. You say the Saints, maybe you can't argue with them. You know, so the Niners, you can't argue with them. So, you know, it's four teams that everybody will say, the Chiefs is mine.
How about the Cowboys? Some people are saying the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl.
Man, I like I'm a Dallas native, so I love the Cowboys, man. I like what they got going. My young boy Trayvon Diggs, man, he's looking crazy out here. I'm excited to see him play. Oh man, it's the Cowboys got something going too. So, you know, this is just preseason. You haven't seen any games. Everybody's 0-0, man. You got to pick somebody. I pick the Chiefs just to pick somebody.
Aqib, in the playoffs, I mean, we know the Ravens were great last year in the regular season, but they haven't been able to win a playoff game with Lamar. And I'm not saying it's his fault. He obviously put up big numbers last year in the playoffs. But keep it real. Is it, you know, some people feel like you get to prepare for him. You might have 2 weeks, a week or two, to really zero in on what he does. Is it easier to defend him in the playoffs than in the regular season?
No, I mean, I think teams come with more detailed game plans in the playoffs. So those guys really try to stop what the Ravens are really trying to do. You know, you detail it more in the playoffs, man. We have way more checks. It's a little harder in the playoffs on defense. You got to remember more stuff. You know what I'm saying? So the game plans is different. So, I mean, Lamar, he's maturing. He just got to, you know, he got to adjust with it. Eventually, he's going to change the way he play in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
He's a star in his league, man. I'm sure he'll get a championship sooner or later. But he's going to get better and better as he get older.
I've never thought a guy – I was actually surprised that he's been this far without getting hurt. I've never thought a guy could run that much and stay upright in the NFL because we just haven't seen it. Do you have fears about that as well for a guy that runs as much as he does? And he's not big either.
I know. Usually I do. Sometimes I do, but – with Lamar, man, it seems like he don't take many clean hits. He's so fast, right. So quick, and elusive. He don't take many clean hits. I think playoff time, them playoff game was the first game I really seen them guys hitting him. So that I can't remember what team it was. One of the playoff games, maybe the one they lost. So
Tennessee, wasn't it?
Yeah, Tennessee. I think Tennessee was hitting him. It was 3-4 times where Tennessee really put him down. Yep. So I'm like, man, besides that, I never really seen him get hit in 2 years. So I don't really worry about it with Lamar, with Deshaun. Them guys so fast and elusive. Man, their injury would be like somebody rolling on their ankle or something like that. It won't be just from somebody just really hitting them. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Appreciate it.
We got 30 seconds, Aqib. I got to ask you, because you hear all this talk. What was it like to play for Belichick? Give us the real.
Man, the real. Man, that was the best situation I probably – had. It was straight football. It was the best ran organization that I stepped foot in, honestly. And it's because Bill, he cares about football, football only. I've been around coaches who care about what you wear to work, where you sit. Bill cares about football and football only, and that's why they get the job done.
All right. That's Aqib Talib. He's about to embark on his media career. Check him out. His new podcast, Call to the Booth alongside Harrison Sanford. All right, Aqib, man, good luck with everything, and we'll get you on down the line.
Hey, check it out, fellas, man. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Peace. Don't look now, but LeBron is starting to play like the best player in the world again. We'll get into that next. It's The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Chris and Rob.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We're brought to you by Blue Emu. Maximum pain relief. It works fast and you will not stink. Pharmacists recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging, no burning. It's just simple pain relief. Blue Emu, maximum pain relief. It works fast and you will not stink. All right, Rob. The LA Lakers, they're up 2-1 on the Houston Rockets. What was your pick for this series? I picked the Lakers in five.
I picked them in six.
They took control, obviously, last night. And I got to say this, Rob. LeBron James has been absolutely phenomenal. And what he did last night, I mean, the 29 points in the first half, the blocked shots in the second half, it was – I mean, he had four tremendous blocks. And to think this dude's doing it in his 17th year, 35 years old, I got to say this, and my pick is the Clippers to win it all, and still is, of course. Right now, I think LeBron is playing. He's looking like he's still the best player in the world. Now, I feel like these next several weeks will have a lot to say about that. If they lose, doesn't mean he's not the best. We'll see how everything goes down, how he plays against Kawhi. But right now, I don't know who's playing better. who's playing better than LeBron James? I mean, he is balling. Last night he had his J going. We know he's not a great jump shooter, but he was in rhythm last night, had it going, controlled the tempo. But the defensive pickup in the bubble has really been interesting, and I've been surprised by it. And it started off in game one when he D'd up Kawhi and did a really good job on him. So I think he's playing like the best player in the world right now.
Yeah, he's playing well. Last night, especially the first half, everything he put up went in.
Yep.
And then at the second half, you know, he started with some of those same shots that weren't going down. What did he finish with, 36?
36, yep. And he was. Right. He missed a few threes in the third quarter.
Yeah, he just wasn't,
almost,
you know what
checks.
I mean? Right.
Yeah.
But he was, defensively, he was aggressive and active and running the floor. So, yeah.
That's the best defensive show. I'm not saying it was the best necessarily individual defense, but that was like a highlight reel of defensive plays.
The only thing that I noticed.
You just don't see blocks like that typically. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Was it me or last night was something? He complained about every call. Was it last night? And
well,
I mean, he was playing great. But at every call, I just was like, really? Like,
I just think that's par for the course. I think they all do that.
No, last night it just seemed ridiculous. Even on some that were obvious the other way. Last night, because he was playing so well. He was just complaining. I'm asking, you watch him. You've watched him for all these years. Last night, he's playing great, doing all this stuff, and every call was like, there was like he was going crazy and at one point, I don't know, were you listening to
yeah,
the game?
Stan
the other
Van
sound
Gundy out? Was saying.
Said, he said they had to stop the referee because every
right,
time, you
right.
can't change the call every time.
Just because LeBron's
am I right?
So, right.
I thought
right,
Stan was right on the money. I thought that was like, I was
that
like,
was
what?
That
yeah,
was
I was... Because he did it twice in a row, ref. Twice in a row where he made a call, LeBron complained, and he changed it.
I got to be honest, though. Of course, LeBron was complaining about every call. But it didn't – I mean, he always – does. And again, Rob.
I get it.
It's hard to find a star that doesn't complain about essentially every call. When's the last time you saw a player just commit a foul and walk away?
No,
you know what I
know.
I mean? A player worth his salt. Like, you
I mean,
know.
But he was balling. I just thought, my goodness, why would you be concerned about that?
Well, it was a close game.
No, I know.
That's
despite
the thing. Even though the first half,
they were only up by two, right? At the half, were they up by
I
two or four?
I think it might have been tied, or they might have been down two. It was close.
It was close.
Nip and tuck. Yeah, nip
despite,
and tuck until they pulled away.
Despite his unbelievable first half, right?
Well,
and then the other thing I want to ask you is, Houston. I get it. You know, Rondo, you know, is not the greatest shooter in the world. But my goodness, to just leave him open and, like, basically say, go ahead and shoot it, I think is crazy to not even – I'm not saying you need to D up on him hard, but you got to put a hand in an NBA guy's face, no?
Well, they did it in game one. And it worked out. Remember, Rondo was getting killed
right.
after game one, and everybody was mocking how the Rockets kind of were baiting him, you know? Baiting him into taking those threes,
right.
not even really going at him. So I got to be honest, I could live with that. Now, if he does it the next game, I mean, obviously next game you're down 3-1 if you lose. Series is probably over. But I'm not going to kill him for that. I get what you're saying because, like, last night he hit him. But we know he's not a good three-point shooter, but he's playoff Rondo, Rob. That's a real thing. Like, this is a guy that plays his best basketball in the playoffs. He really does. I mean, it's his third game back, and he goes for 21, 12 in the fourth quarter, 23 of the points for the Lakers in the fourth he either scored or assisted on. I mean, he was fantastic.
All of them. Wasn't it all the points or no?
Is that, I don't know how many. I know it was 23. I don't know if that.
I thought he had a hand in every single point in that fourth quarter.
That's what kind of
quarter it was.
He was good. But here's the thing for Houston. Harden goes for 33, 9 points, nine assists, nine rebounds. Westbrook plays well, 30 points, eight rebounds, six assists. Neither of them had a lot of turnovers. They had five combined, which – usually one of them would get at least five. And then they only turned it over nine times as a team, Rob, and they still lost. Like, I feel like, I mean, we both obviously picked the Lakers to win this thing, but I definitely don't think it's going seven. It might be over now. Because I think they have, and last night was a good game until the fourth. But
I was going to say until they started missing at the end, but they were in that game. I'm not going to write it. I said six. I'm going to stick with my six, that they'll find a way to win a game, and then the Lakers will close them out.
It would make it more exciting, but it's interesting. We'll see if the Clippers want to one-up them and go up 3-1. I know they're looking at each other. Keep it locked, iCouple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.